The Montreal Expos return to Puerto Rico next week for more Major League Baseball games. The Expos played 10 games in San Juan last month. Baseball has been popular on the island, but the game's stature has slipped in recent years. A former major leaguer is trying to rekindle Puerto Rico's baseball glory with a unique training program for the next generation of players. In his second report on sports academies, NPR's Tom Goldman visits the new baseball academy and high school in Garabo, Puerto Rico.
Meet the future of Puerto Rican baseball.
Come on, baby, come on!
Twenty or so teenage boys are packed inside a yellow bus that picked them up on its daily early morning sweep around the island. Some on board have been riding for nearly 2 hours, and the combination of adolescent energy and a Madonna CD has turned the bus into a pulsating party on wheels. The singing, shouting, and high-fiving continues until the bus slows and stops at the college campus south of San Juan that houses the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy and High School. Wearing shiny purple shorts, white jerseys, and purple baseball caps, the boys step off the bus. It's 7:30 a.m. and humid. The party is over.
Okay, shuffle, spring!
Never has one baseball diamond seen so much action, but when you're a fledgling academy, you make the most of what you have. On a backfield here at the University of Turabo, the day's training begins in both Spanish and English with running drills in the outfield. On the all-dirt infield,
bajito, 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 bajito. Muy bien.
Coach Manuel Ruiz shouts lower, lower, lower as infielders crouch to pick up ground balls. On the edge of the diamond, way down the third baseline, Luis Facio is reminding one of his pitchers, don't throw the ball too high.
If you're going to miss a pitch, you're going to miss down, okay? Don't miss it right here. They're going to hit you.
You'd figure this busy scene is common in Puerto Rico, considering the rich baseball tradition here. The island has supplied lots of great players to the major leagues, from the late Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente to current stars such as Bernie Williams and Juan Gonzalez. Surprisingly, though, there have been few, if any, formal development programs for young Puerto Rican players.
There is no baseball in high school in Puerto Rico.
Former Major League pitcher Edwin Correa started the baseball academy and high school.
We got leagues and things like that, and thanks to those leagues, those kids at least play one time a week and maybe practice one or two times a week.
In the past, the best ball players would get training and experience when they signed with Major League teams as 16-year-olds. But starting in 1989, Puerto Ricans were required to enter baseball through the draft, meaning they had to wait until they were 18 or until high school graduation. With no top-notch training available, the players effectively lost 2 years. And Correa says in the draft, they've had to compete against all the American kids who had the benefit of high school baseball or other development programs.
Being 18, going to the minor leagues with no preparation, you got everything on against you, you know?
Roughly twice as many Puerto Rican players entered pro baseball before the draft started. According to a published report, 38 players from Puerto Rico were in the major leagues at the start of this season. There were 79 players from the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico's Latin American rival, a country that still can send its 16-year-olds to pro ball because it's exempt from the draft. Edwin Correa's answer to Puerto Rico's baseball woes took several years to materialize. When the academy and high school finally opened last August, 106 boys from around the island were plucked from a pool of over 1,600 who applied. One of them who made it, 17-year-old Angel Serrano, still bubbles with passion after 9 months of rigorous baseball and studies at the academy.
This is what I needed, because I love to play baseball. That's it. And if I want to play baseball, I need to study. So that's the kind of motivation that I have right now. You know, it's huge. It's huge.
Indeed, naming this place the Baseball Academy and High School is not just for show. One Major League official says the union of a baseball program and fully accredited private school is unique in the world. Correa says he's a firm believer that education and sports should walk hand in hand, and not just so a kid can have a fallback plan if he fails at sports.
To have a really smart player on the field, you have an extra advantage.
You are going to use a dictionary find the meaning and tell what page is the word in. Okay?
In one of the Academy's bare-bones classrooms, teacher Juan Diaz is going over an English lesson with about 15 players. After 3 hours of morning baseball, they're now wearing school uniforms of dark pants and white polo shirts bearing the Academy logo. In the afternoon, they'll be in different classes, math, science, history, for a total of 4 hours. They go to class knowing their rivals in the Dominican Republic are playing baseball all day long, and that the Dominicans have a hunger to succeed driven by poor living conditions. Puerto Rico has a higher standard of living. Nearly half of the Academy boys are on full scholarships to pay the $5,500 tuition, but only a few are poor. The players insist, however, they have as much drive as the Dominicans. 16-year-old pitcher Mikey Morales is from Ponce, Puerto Rico. His dad's a judge.
It's a sacrifice. To be here, it's a big sacrifice. You know, it's hard. It's waking up at 5 in the morning. I get home at 5 in the afternoon. My mom has to wake up earlier to take me to the bus. You know, it's just something that the whole family has to work together.
In fact, an extended family has put in a lot of work. Edwin Correa contributed $200,000 of his own money to the Academy. Major League Baseball, the government in Puerto Rico, and homegrown stars like Juan Gonzalez all have given money as well. Pictures of Gonzalez and other Puerto Rican major leaguers hang on the walls in Edwin Correa's office. He glances at them as he talks about the Academy's first graduating class, which will be eligible for the draft in a year.
I have to say that about 25 to 35 will be drafted. And out of those 25 to 35, I have to say that I have pretty much 8, 9, 10 superstars.
You're not just speaking as a proud Academy president.
No. I'm also scout for the Boston Red Sox. So, you know, I know when I see a talent.
Correa also knows what great players mean to this island of nearly 4 million people. He takes me to a special place outside San Juan.
Well, we're standing here in Catalina, Puerto Rico, in front of the statue of Roberto Clemente.
Puerto Rico's most revered ballplayer, who died in 1972, stands frozen in time. The statue includes the figure of a young boy in a baseball uniform reaching out to Clemente. Edwin Correa says for many years, no one reached back the way Clemente did. Now Correa hopes he's changing that, so maybe someday there'll be more statues. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Gurabo, Puerto Rico.